Channel 1 over, and a continuation talk with Herbert with Jerry this Thursday at supper, the 19th of February, 76. Channel 1 over, and a continuation of talk with Herbert and Jerry with Jerry this Thursday at supper, the 19th of January, February, 76.
I'm going to just give you a check for your money back. You may go on and live like you ought to.
Uh-huh.
I said, if you don't want to take the case now, you can go to hell, because somebody will damn sure take it. I'm going to get a divorce. Man said, well, I won't sign it. I said, by God, you can't hit yourself. Now, I said, you can sign it if you're suing me, or I'll turn it around and put it the other way. And I said, by God, I'll sue you for one.
Uh-huh.
Hey, tired of your damnness, give my money back, and just don't get a divorce. I said, so I'm trying to get him served, and by God, I'm going to go with him. I said, all of George's boys have been in service. Every damn one is over now. Daddy ain't had a one in there. I'm going in.
Uh-huh.
Consequently, May finally agreed to sign the damn paper. We got, and old Harry told us, said, well, says the judge is out of town, so you get you the final agree today. Says, I'll slip him $10 and he'll sign it. And I don't give a damn how you get it, the quicker the better. So I got my divorce. Within 3 days, the judge was back in town. He went to him and got him okay to give us a fine degree. Called me and told her to come over and pick up a fine degree. And while we was here in old Harry Shard's office by again, I looked around and said, well, honey, you gonna go have lunch with your ex-husband? Don't make no difference to me. Harry said, damn, I wish I hadn't got that divorce. I wish I hadn't got it. I said, hell, it's true. We're going out and have dinner. I said, how about you and the secretary going with us? He said, by God, I believe we will. And asked the secretary, she said, no, says I have a date with somebody else. Harry said, damn, if I don't go have dinner, we'll get lunch for y'all. And damn, if he didn't go down there, and when I went to pay the bill, he wouldn't let me pay a damn necklace. Lunch is on me. Said, I ain't never seen nothing like this, and I ain't never had nothing as bad. I said, well, in less than 30 days, I'll be in service. I went over and told him, I said, well, I ain't got no wife. Close the damn pawn. As far as I'm concerned, I said, put loose my friends free. I'm going to sign up for a immediate induction. Well, then let me sign up for it, and said he's going to have a bunch of them drafted. I don't know, I think it's about a week from then. Said, you'll get your greetings right along with him. So I did, and I went on. I put my little hitch in there. Got out, come back, me and the old lady, I called the old lady up. Had a date with her night I got out of the army. Well, you know, I got my discharge. A few days later, we went to Lake City and got married again.
How about that?
Oh, hell, I had lots of fun. But I'm going to tell you, when I want something new, I want it. I'd do anything to get it. And then, like I told her, I said, I'll sue you, or either you write, sign the papers to sue me. It don't make a damn bit of difference. I said, look a whole lot better if you suing me. But I don't want to hurt your name. But I said, if you can't hurt mine, it doesn't hurt to start with. It's hurt to start with. So you ain't done me that way. He said, I'll sign it. Finally, she signed it. And hey, he took us out to dinner. I got to ask him to go with us, have lunch with us, and damn if he didn't pay for it himself. I said, well, the damn thing, I've seen nothing like this. I wasn't no 30 days getting in service neither. But you, I'm going to tell you the truth. I've crawled out there on that infiltration course. And marched and drilled, and they're shooting this heavy artillery over us. I crawled out there and take my train in, and I wish to God that one of them darn that heavy artillery would fire a short round and fall and kill the whole damn company. Now that's how hard it was. Mm-hmm. It was rough. I enjoyed putting you in mind of it.
Herbert, when you were back in there, at what place did you call that?
The old Sanders place, that was my
old
my mother's brother.
Oh, I see.
Half brother, I'm forgetting how it is. Half brother.
Yeah.
Built that little old house while mom and them were still living in Trenton.
Yeah.
And Uncle Mac, somehow or other, he's bought this place up there where the Marquis Ranch is now.
Yeah.
You know, down in front of there, where all the trees is. And he bought that and sold Grandpa that little 40 acre there at his place, you know, where I was backing. It's 40 acres of it. Grandpa Sanders wanted to move from Trenton, so he, Uncle Mac sold Grandpa, his daddy, sold his daddy that 40 acres. And Grandpa sold his place out of Trenton and bought that 40 acres. And that's all he ever owned, man. That's all he wanted, this damn place for him and Mama. That's where Mama was living when her and Daddy got married. And Daddy was living over there where I lived when I got, right after I got married. You know, where we were taking pictures of the house.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Daddy was living over there.
Oh, he was?
Right there where we were taking the pictures the other day. Mama was living up there at where I was batching. You know, I got it, just worked out fine. They got married. Daddy built that little old house down there where I took, but, well, it's the same old house where I'm telling you, it was part of it I tore down now if they done it, but it's over there where Lola was living. That's where the house was originally built.
Yeah.
And Lola and them was using the same damn well that Daddy dug before him and Mama got married.
Yeah.
That's the original well on that place. They got one short joint of pipe in there that somebody run over it with a darn tractor, just the old pump sitting up there. They run over the tractor and bent the top pipe. They dug down around it, cut it off, put a couple in, thread it, put a couple in on it. That same damn case in the bottom of that well is last of them. Bandle now.
Yeah. Well, when you was batching, what'd you eat? Did you eat three meals?
Nope, eat two meals a day. That's all I ever eat.
Breakfast?
Dinner and supper.
No breakfast.
No. Drink coffee. I drink coffee in the morning.
Percolated?
Yeah, I boil the damn stuff.
Didn't have
instant coffee then. For hell, I had it to drink instant coffee.
Well, that boiled coffee, it had ingredients.
Boiled it out of pure damn water and old Crown coffee. I got an old coffee mill at the house as old as hell I am.
Yeah.
I got a handsaw there. I don't know if I've told you about it. No, I got one of the handsaws that helped build the first house that ever built in Launchaway.
Yeah.
Sure am. Had it my hands big, put it back in the shack.
What did you eat?
Oh, just common feed.
What did you eat at dinner?
Oh, I generally had me some grits and eggs, bacon.
Well, that's breakfast.
Biscuit or cornbread, that dinner.
That's breakfast.
Ooh, that's my dinner.
Grits and eggs is breakfast.
I know, but that's the way I eat.
If
I take an ocean guy, if I was at the house right now and I took an ocean, I wanted grits and eggs, that's what I'd eat.
Yeah.
And if I want a steak, that's what I'd eat. If I just want sausage and grits, that's what I'd eat. If I want a biscuit, hell, I'd go there and make me a pan of biscuits, stick them in that oven.
What'd you do?
Cook them and eat them. Sweet potatoes.
How'd you cook your grits? Just
on the stove. Cook them out on there just like you would now. In a pot.
Just put them in the pot.
Put them in the pot, put the water and salt in there, cook them damn things.
Did you let them set?
No, I just cooked them damn things. When I set my plate down there, make me a cup of bowl, you know what I mean? Something kind of like a soup bowl. Well, the plates used to be, you know what I mean? Had more side on them they got now. Break two or three eggs and throw it in, take that hot grits right off the stove board and pour it in there, throw black pepper on it. Tear them up and eat them.
Oh, the hot grits.
Taking all this time.
Old guy, you gonna bust it?
There, my foot.
That's that jar you let hit the floor.
That
sounds about like me.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's the catcher.
That's what back. I've been waiting for. That's a recipe that'll take you a long ways, Herbert. You just stir up, put them grits over there in the bowl of that plate.
You put your eggs in. I put the eggs in there first. Maybe salt and pepper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take that grits pop right off that stove and pour that grits right on there and start stirring. That's all you need.
Well, what else do you
then
need?
If you take an ocean, you want some good cheese on it. You want to change the flavor of them a little bit. Have your big piece of cheese there and just shave that cheese off. I didn't have no grater to take my damn pocket knife. Cut that cheese off with a good sharp butcher knife.
Uh-huh.
Stir that in there with it before it gets cold. Sit there and eat a belly full. Enjoyed every bite of it.
Yes.
I'd have cornbread or either biscuit or whatever I wanted. Maybe some syrup, sweet potato, sausage. You name it, hell, I had it. I've always had a plenty of these. Might not have been the best in the world.
I don't know how you.
Buddy, I really enjoyed every bit of it.
And you see, that'll set right on your stomach. You see, you won't go around and feel bloated with that. You can live with that and go ahead and work.
A full meal there. You take them grits and eggs, some bacon and sausage, sweet potato.
And butter.
Yeah, maybe some full cow butter. But along then, I didn't milk a cow guy. I bought my damn butter.
And talk on the side. But I don't know why you'd get a better recipe than that.
Well, it's good eating. I still like it. Now, the other night I was sitting there, I had the wrong kind of darn cheese to do it with. I sat around the house there, I said, Wes, I said, how about some macaroni and cheese? Wouldn't you like to have some? He says, yeah. I got my damn elbow macaroni out, and I threw it in that damn pot. Got it done, I chipped me up a bunch of darn, I put a bunch of butter in it. Then chipped a little Cracker Barrel cheese or some kind, it was stringy as hell. When it get cold, it was gummy.
Uh-huh.
Old Cracker Barrel, you know, that's where they...
Yeah.
Old hook cheese. Old Cracker Barrel cheese. My God, not the damn stuff. I swear I messed up my darn pot, the plate I eat out of. I had to take a damn scratch pad almost to get that damn cheese out of that damn thing. But it eat damn good.
Yeah.
It eat exceptionally good.
Now that was a hot meal. At supper, did you?
Yeah.
Did you eat hot food then?
Well, I did. Yeah, sometimes. Just like them grits, I'd let them cool off.
I mean, when you're batching.
That's what I'm talking about. I said I'd let them cool off a good bit. I like them pretty cool. I don't like them too hot. And if I had biscuit, slice a little biscuit open and throw a butter in there, it'd just float. Set it down, get three or four of them. Get them all, set them, let them get cold. But you want to get a bottle of syrup and pour all over it. Stir it up. Chop off a big bite and sit there and eat a bit of food.
I don't know how you do Benny better.
Well, this is what I want to eat. Whatever I want, that's what I cook. Yeah. But nobody say, well, us half so-and-so, us half steak, or us half ham, or us half some shoulder.
But you generally have some meat to go along with.
Oh, yeah. And at that time, I cooked on an old kerosene stove. An old,
oh, did
you? Old darn stove. Old used one. Yeah. I don't know when the hell I can't even remember where I got the darn old thing.
Yeah.
It was second handed wherever I got it. And cooked on that. Bought my coffee green, parsed it. In a little old oven.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Putting that coffee meal and grind it.
And you had coffee once a day?
Two or three times a day.
But you just heat it up.
Yeah.
It would stay
that. It would stay in that darn pot. And I'd just turn the darn fire on and get it hot, pour me a cup full.
Yeah.
Drank that and go on about
it. You didn't know at the time that cold coffee tastes better than hot coffee.
Well, I like iced coffee and I like hot coffee. You know what I mean. I don't want it too hot.
Yeah.
But I damn sure don't want it so hot you can't drink it.
Yeah.
And like, you know, old man Tom Clark. Yeah. God damn, I swear. Never seen nothing like it. That I don't want to see it again. But I know that was burning that old man's gizzard just all the way down.
There you go.
Well, I'll be damned.
That's how we did it.
How about that?
Mom, you see our little fire down there?
Yes.
You had me over there fixing to make drinks, slurp some coffee?
Isn't that cute?
God almighty.
Yeah, you just spoil, Herbert. That's your trouble. You just used to good things.
Yes, by God, I enjoyed every minute of it.
Yeah.
And that marvelous, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure did.
Well, let me tell you, it's going to be a little delay now in getting some of this stuff in print.
Ain't no hurry. God didn't make the world all in one day.
Well, I know, but I want you to be here to see it.
Well, now, by God, I'll be gone in a week or two, maybe
I'm
three.
Not talking about that. I'm talking about this, all this shenanigans you get into. You're wrestling over there with that big old black and white cow, Holstein.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I think I got a belly full of that. My damn back and shoulder, it still hurts all along down there that side.
You was down and out there for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, three or four of them, I reckon. Damn big ride, that damn thing might kill me.
I thought I'd be able
if that damn my old cow, I just believe I'd kill that damn cow. I really believe I'd have killed her.
Now, I know one thing. You had a rope
See,
around...
I had a rope around the horn, and she's backing out of that damn stall.
Yeah.
And as her head come out of the damn stall, she slapped her head that way and pulled me right into the damn post. And Milton fell right against her. Bam, bam, just like that. And I stood there a little bit. Right, I eased around and got that damn rope hit. And Lola was failing hell out of her, and then I think she went out there and cried because she'd hit her damn cow. Then my cow. Well, I went out there and worked her over the head a little bit with a stick when I got to where I could breathe. I just had to put me a stick on her.
Do you want some coffee?
No, God, better than I've been out drinking more.
Let me tell you, is this a storm?
Yeah.
Now, where's the post you had her tied around?
I had her trying to tie around the post here. A gate come out here, see, with a piece of plywood. But I was trying to get the darn wrap on the post there, see.
Yeah.
And you couldn't just throw it over and loop it. You had to stick it through a crack and catch it and put it there.
Oh, over. I see.
And when she backed out, she swung her head that way.
That's the post on the stall.
Yeah.
And you couldn't get the...
I couldn't get the dang rope around behind the post that way and pull it over here, see. If it did, I could hold her.
Yeah.
Give me a little bit of... leverage on her.
Yeah.
And she come out of there and she just reared up and turned like that, and God darn that big son of a gun had some power.
Well, yeah,
that
she
piece
just...
of plywood, that thick plywood, was up like that, seeing the post behind him.
Yeah.
That rope slid. Now, I was holding it, me and Milton hold it enough that that rope slid through that good plywood and cut a hole just like you cut with a saw that way. That rope slid through it, cut it.
Yeah. Now, I can't quite picture how she got you.
Well, see, guys, she was in the stall when I roped her.
Yeah.
Well, while I was trying to get her loop around that doggone post that was behind this plywood.
Yeah.
And the gate was over here, see, and she was coming out here. Well, when she got her head back this far, she just turned to run that away and jerked me on into the post.
With the rope?
Yeah. I had to hold the rope, see, in one hand. And, Milton had a hold of it. Well,
but
I was
she didn't hit
to,
you, it's a rope hit you.
No, the damn post hit me. She pulled me, see, when she made her lunge out of way, that nasty jerked that rope.
I see.
Between me and her and made me hit the darn post.
Yeah, and she
then Milton hit me. But I got enough of that rope stuck behind there.
You was holding on to the rope.
Yeah.
And that just pulled you.
Just jerked me in the post. Well, I got enough rope around that damn post.
So she didn't
hit
you?
I fell down on it. No, the cow didn't hit me at all.
You hit the post?
I hit the post. But she pulled that rope, because how come you to hit the post?
Yeah.
She pulled
I see.
It damn fast. Now, while she was sliding back just a little at a time and cutting that piece of plywood with that rope like a saw, I was trying to hold her with one hand and get that rope stuck around between the plywood, see, and put it around here. Well, I had it near about done. And God damn, when she slung that darn head and jumped right like that, it jerked me right on into the damn post.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Milton hit me, and my weight, and where Milton's weight, and that cow's head jerking.
Yeah.
And me holding that damn rope, and I didn't intend to turn her loose. Hell, I'd let her drug me clean all over that damn place before I turned her loose. She drug me all over that big lot out there.
Yeah.
I'd help to her.
But she
now, if she'd have been in the open, You know what I mean? It had a snubbing post or something out there. When I threw that rope on it and got it on the horns, I'd have run to a post and done that, see? Pulled back on that rope one hand, held it easy,
yeah,
by myself.
Uh-huh.
And every time she run towards that post, just slide that rope on up and pull up the slack.
Yeah.
That's the way I do horses.
Yeah.
When I want to handle a horse, you want to handle give me a lot where it's a dang good post at me. A lot open. By the way, you ain't gonna let a cow, but see, I couldn't see the cow enough.
Yeah.
But the plywood is off like about that fur, see, from the darn post and the gate, you know, going towards the gateway.
Uh-huh.
Well, I couldn't see it, that cow. I could see she was pulling back, but when she got her head behind that darn piece of plywood for me, I couldn't see her rear up and jump that way. That I just turned the rope loose or slacked it and caught it on the outside, see. Well, no, I couldn't see the damn cow all of a sudden, and that's what happened. Just hit the post. Bam.
What was we talking about? Was that a crosscut saw we was talking about that would warp?
Crosscut saw, hand saw, you want?
Warp in the moonlight.
Now that
it'll work worse than the moonlight, real sunlight. Fine.
But I didn't even know whether to do it in the moon. In the
spoil meat too.
In the sunlight.
It damn sure will.
You mean you just lay it out in the sunlight?
You lay it out like that piece of paper there, and I got it'll warp it some.
A cross cut saw.
That's right.
I made out of steel.
That's right.
And you can't get the warp out of it.
Well, I ain't never been able to get the warp all of that. You'll see it buckle that way a little bit.
Yeah.
Open the damn blade.
Well, it won't pull right after that, will it?
No, you just open up your teeth a little wider and cut on with it.
Just cut
when you sharpen it, you just open and set it, you just open the set on it a little more. Cut right on.
And then you found out.
It won't saw as straight as it did to start with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It won't be a perfect line. Maybe it'll run that way, maybe run that way, like that a little.
Well, there must be a lot of warp crosscut saws.
It is.
Because you know people don't know that.
Yeah, lots of them do, lots of them don't. You can take fish or pork or a deer meat or any kind of meat and put it in the moonlight, good bright moonlight night, it will spoil it a whole lot quicker than the sunlight will. It don't look possible, but it'll damn sure do it.
Yeah.
It don't take moonlight, but it's just a few hours to pour a fish.
That's right.
Just a matter of a few hours to pour a fish.
Now, you was over there, and your daddy told you to put the saw up?
Yeah. Had it down in the field. Me and daddy saw some darn posts of wood or something.
Yeah.
It made me get up out of bed. Now, that's before I was grown.
Yeah.
That's why I was 21 years old, and the old man said, get up and get my saw out of that moonlight. I said, Daddy, it's cool. It ain't going to hurt. It'll warp it worse than the sun will. You get up and go get that saw and put it in the shade.
Of all things.
I got up out of bed and went and got that saw and put it in the shade.
Yeah. Out of the moonlight.
Yeah. That's the first I'd ever heard tell of.
Yeah.
That's why I got grown.
Well, you made money. So you learned it.
Well, hell, it's just an accident that I picked up my damn axe and bought the house. Did you know you can take an axe and chop it down in the ground and leave it a few days, and you know it'll dull that axe to a certain point? It's better to lay it on its side any time. But you know a lot of people get through the axe, they just, bam, stick it to the ground. That'll do it. It's just about as bad, but I got a cutting wood with it.
Of all things.
Don't sound possible. That's just exactly what happened.
No. Sure does.
Oh, Lord. Yes, it'll darn sure do it.
Huh. Well.
Just an accident this afternoon. I went out there and I had a fig tree out there. You've seen it out there next to the grapevines. Well, it was three or four pieces of it. It come out the ground, it's been killed. It's a good sized root. Oh yeah, I reckon it's bigger than that. It's bigger than that around. It made figs last year. The runners up on it was about that big around, and I didn't want but one in that particular spot. I didn't want three or four sprangles of a fig tree coming up in one place. Jack had just moved down yonder, and I told him, I said, Jack, I said, I can split that tree, a little fig tree, in half, and give you a piece of it, and that'll leave me a piece of it left there. Well, he said he sure wants some fig trees. I said, that's them little purple ones. They don't get about that big, but I said, they're good. He said, what about like them I had down at Archie? He says, like I brought you from down Archie. I said, yeah. Just what I want. So Ms. Durrance down this morning, me and Wesley taking the axe, and Ms. Durrance and a shovel, and went out there and dug around it, pulling limbs apart like that. And Wesley taking the axe and chopped in there and chopped off a piece of that stump with a little bit of root on it. When he got through, young and like, he throwed the shovel, which he broke the handle out of. A while back, his old handle wasn't about that long. He threw the shovel over the fence and threw my new axe over the fence. Well, I put some shovels, some handles in some axes, for to be exact, I think it was five for Jack to see.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and a sledgehack. I got another two axes to go, a hatchet for Jack. Then I got to get some hammer handles and put in some my hammers. But anyhow, where's it over there? And I was going out there to pick up the axes that I didn't get the handles in, put them in the cook shack and lock them up. I seen that shovel and the axe laying there, and I accidentally picked it up and put it in the shed and locked it up. And I didn't want somebody to steal my good axe, and I didn't want to lay out there in the sun, the moon, light, and I didn't want to lay it on that ground and let the darn handle rot out of it. So I carried you to the house. And I put it in the house and turned the key on it. You notice that lock I got on that sugar frame shed?
Mm-hmm.
When you unlock it, you can't take the key out and you lock it back.
Oh, really?
That's right.
I didn't know that.
Oh.
You unlock it, you leave the keys hanging there, you lock it back. Or you don't get that key out.
Hmm.
The other day, Tommy's wife went over there, her Wesley one, unlocked it, locked the lock back in one end of the chain, left my damn shed wide open. Brought the key back. Wesley had a key and Jill had borrowed mine, so I don't know which had done it. The next time I went out to end, stood by again, them locking it back like they ought to, with a chain ain't but about that big around, they just threw that lock around the chain. Hell, all you had to do was strip it on out. Just like cleaning the hog chitlin. And I was mad I could have had a fit. So I told them, I said, well, I'll take the keys, by God, and I'll open and shut that door when you want to. I got a wash pot in there, and I've got several things I wouldn't, money couldn't buy.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometime during the time that was open, I had three sweeps. One of them I used on my walking plow, tractor sweeps. These high-priced ones, guaranteed ones. You break them handy, take the pieces down, and give you a damn new one. If it's having things wore out thin as a tissue paper, if you break it, they'll give you a new one. Damn if somebody didn't come along and get two of them. Them things I bet you today would cost you a $10 bill apiece at least. But two of them just disappeared.
Uh-huh.
I don't know when the hell he went. Well, when Eldon was living back there, and Nancy lay there on the bed and watched him steal my damn plow, thinking that you'd been selling for antiques.
Now, what's that?
Eldon Bravatt, when he lived back there.
Yeah.
Nancy had laid right there on the bed and watched him through the window go out there and stop his car down the other side, down there by the back of barn. Hide behind the back of barn from the house. He's back up there and walk around to him and that woman he's living with. Look around a little bit and said, can you go in there and get him a damn plow or two?
And take him down there?
Go down there and put him in his car, go on down the field, turn around, come back out and head toward Newberry.
And sell him?
Yeah. Now, he might have been selling to one of his, some of his kin folks down there. You got some kin folks down there between lots of, between our house and Newberry. It's big farmer.
Well, you made a little improvement over that, right? Since Jack has been living down there.
Yeah. Well, Jack's going to look after my place while I'm gone. He got all my cows down to his house.
Yeah.
He's going to feed the chickens, gather eggs. Now, Tommy's wife the other day, yes, he was. He was over at the house waiting for her daddy to call her. She says, Daddy Wilson says, who's going to run your business while you're gone? I said, by God, Jack and his wife, young'uns. Well, me and Tommy live right across the road over there. So you got a son, daughter-in-law live right across the road. I said, I ain't seen a damn thing to have one of them done for me yet. Not a damn thing. And I said, now when my mail comes, y'all leave my mail in the damn box. Get yours out. Leave mine in there. Because me and Durance will pick up my checks and deposit them. Because I won't be him. And I said, I'll sign her some damn checks that she can buy anything, by God, that we have to have. And I says, I'll leave it where she can tend to it all. Well, I could do that for you. I said, I'll be damned if you can. Neither. Hell no. Or I know that if I'd fix it where ain't nobody can give my damn check except Jack Durance. Now, he can give my check. He can sign my check good as I can.
But he won't
sign a damn one. He never has. Been on air for several years, as long as I'm living. He says, as long as you're living, Mr. Wilson, I'll never sign your check.
Yeah.
I tell him, God damn, go down there. They know at the bank you're going to give my checks when you need to. I said, just stay within what in the hell my income over there, because I said, these young'uns done broke hell out of me. I said, I have enough to buy groceries and a little chicken feed. And I'll need a little gas money when I go down yonder. And I'll need a few dollars I got if I can figure where I can spare that damn much.
So
what are you going to do about the seed corn, the fertilizer? I said, well, a man's supposed to bring me $400. And I said, by God, I said, I can take that. And now, he won't even cash that damn check. But I'll take it down and give it to Jack, you know, sign it.
Uh-huh.
Take it down and give it to Jack, or you'll go uptown and cash it and give him the damn money. Well, now, he'll spend the money and buy the seed corn, the fertilizer. But he won't take $400, I hope. I'll tell him to put a little bit less in that, because I want a little bit extra change to buy some damn strawberries with.
That's right.
You're going to get in on the strawberries, are you or not?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm going for.
Is it?
Yeah. See, I'm going to help my niece and her husband stem strawberries, and they run a concession stand for the church. Well, Frances is not able to do very much since she's had this operation. The doctor don't want her doing too much, don't want her to feed very much. But me and Doug can, stem the strawberries, make the shortcake. She can take it in the car and carry it on over there at the church, see?
Mm-hmm.
Old Plant City, where they're having a festival.
Yeah.
It's a strawberry festival.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to have
it. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I'd like to have me at least two cases. Jar, just like that, filled up.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give a damn if I had four. If I had the money, by God, I'd fill up four if it ain't... So, you know what I mean? If I can buy them already canned, cheaper than I can buy them and can them.
You reckon you can buy them canned?
Huh? Yeah, you can buy them already canned.
Can you?
Yeah. You can buy them in a grocery store.
Well, I mean down there.
Well, I don't know about it. I reckon you can buy some down there just like in any other grocery store.
I don't mean.
But I've got to kind of figure out what it costs me to can them
mm-hmm.
and to make my damn jam and jelly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sugar, sugar gel, and all that stuff. But I've already got a case of guavas down there, quartz.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, the juice.
Uh-huh.
And a quart of plums, a case of plums in quart jars. I've got two cases of damn pint jars down there to put jam and jelly in. And Frances said if I bring it down there, she'd help me make it.
Uh-huh.
Well, a little bit of help goes a hell of a long ways when you're making jelly.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of help goes a long ways. Because while you're cooking one batch here, And he's fixing another one over there.
Mm-hmm.
See, you just swap it from one to the other, see. Have two batches going at the same time. And that's the way, by golly, of doing things if you got help.
Let me tell you, before I forget it, we get back to the jelly, but before I forget it, you know, I asked you one time what Alma meant when she called Grandma. Grandma.
Clark.
Mark. A guinea wasp. And you said, well.
Well, it's mean as hell.
You
just beat hell out of them and have it over with.
No hellion.
That's right.
But you told me what the other day.
Well, now, it's two different ways.
What a guinea wasp was.
Oh.
She had the impression, you know, she wanted to give the impression. If you know what the flying guinea wasps, that's them little short wasps, how much meaner they are than a regular wasp, that's what she had referenced to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That means it's an old hellion or mean as hell, and they ain't scared of nothing. You can stir up a wad of guinea wasps and go on out here to this damn barn. You stir them up out here in the back of the house here. If you go to that barn, that damn guinea wasp follow you, and he'll sting hell out of you, and you can't help it.
He'll follow you?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. They near about like a darn hornet.
And do they stay in the swarm, or they just go individual?
They go individual, three or four, maybe a dozen of them. It's according to how many there is. It's whichever way you go, and if you make a fast move, they damn sure follow you.
But they just follow you?
Yeah, they follow you and sting you wherever you go.
Do they
that's what she had reference to.
That
the old lady was just like a guinea wasp.
Do they look mean?
Well, I don't know whether they look mean or not, but I can tell you one thing. If you ever get in them, you'll know damn well they are mean. I've been in them. They don't have a great big nest. You know, some of them old big wasps have a nest that big.
Oh, it gets bigger as it goes.
Yeah. But them little guinea wasps, you hardly ever find one over that big.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You hardly ever find one over that big.
Yeah.
But, buddy, if you don't want to get stung, you get around them guinea wasps. They'll eat you up.
Well, good. Fortunately, there ain't so many
of them. It ain't so very many of them. But most of them is about the size of that, most of the nest is about the size of that lemon.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what she had reference to. She was a regular guinea wasp.
I'm feeling the need of a little grits. If Herbert could just fix us a few grits before we start out anyway, and put some of them fried eggs in them.
You don't fry them.
Oh, you just put
them in a roll.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. According to how many grits you're going to eat.
Well, I've got
that's
some ham.
That's all you do.
I've got some ham and greens, but I believe that'd be the best.
Oh, we ain't got time to eat supper, Mama. I ought to be at the house. You know, I told you when I left there that I left to know that I'd be back.
I know it.
About
I was just
first
wondering,
dark at the four.
Could we take you around to where that fella is?
I don't even know where it is. I know somewhat about where he lives.
Well.
But I actually don't know where the dang nigger lives. But if he goes here tonight, maybe he'll come back tomorrow. But I want that $400.
Yeah.
I ain't greedy.
Is there somebody up there?
Huh? No, ain't nobody there.
Nobody there?
No, Wesley's gone over yonder to...
Is,
we
too
have
long.
To know.
Is your daughter?
Nancy.
I got a letter from her today.
Is she coming?
Nope. She's running a damn horse barn up there now.
She's still in school?
Huh? Hell, I don't know. She didn't say.
Running a horse barn?
Yeah.
What does she know about horses?
Well, she knows a fair amount, and she's listened to her old daddy some and got picked up a little this, that, and the other. She's tending to a damn horse barn up there, her and another gal. These polo horses. Yeah, all purebreds.
And making money?
Yeah, I reckon she is. She ain't asking none, because I ain't sending her no damn ass. Ain't no need asking none. I ain't got none to send her.
But she's up there because things going on up there, and down here it's dull.
She asked me here the other day, when she called, if I would help her open a damn barn here. I said, no, I'm not going to open the barn no more. I'm through. I said, if you want to come here and open a barn, You're welcome to go out there and use all the damn barn you want. If you need to build some more, go ahead and build it. I don't care. But I ain't going to be in it. I'm not going to stay home that much.
She don't want to do it at home.
Yeah, she wanted to come down here and do it and open the barn. Yeah, she wants to come here and open the barn.
Now, I'm gonna do it just like they said.
That's right. Go ahead and cook your grits and break your egg and put in your little bowl. Pour your hot grits boiling right out of there, right on that damn egg.
Okay.
Put your little cut of butter on it, whatever you like. And I got it. To me, that's damn good eating.
I got some ham out there.
Well, let me tell you. Well, that'd be nice to have a little.
Don't fix nothing to me now, Mama, because I'm not hungry. I just eat before you come to the house.
You gonna eat
some of these grits? You know what I eat?
No.
Rutabagas. Collard greens.
Well, I got some collard greens.
And light bread with me with all them cracklings right there in the damn refrigerator. Meal sitting down there and the oven sitting right over this side of it. No cornbread. No biscuits. Flour can sitting right over there. Crisco up in the cabinets, lard over there on the table.
Everything you need.
Okay. Went out the other day when I was, day before yesterday, I think it was. Pulled me up two radishes, Neil. Told Jack, I said, Jack, them radishes ready to eat out there. If we don't want to eat them, I said, oh hell, I'm thinking about it. Going to be all I want. Got some mustard greens. You wouldn't know them mustard greens. You know them little ones
that
were scattered around inside them strawberry hills? You wouldn't know them things now. They got leaves on lots of them that big on them. About next week, you can go in there and they'll be big as that. Well, I fertilized them the other day and turned water on them. They dried the powder out. They look like hell. And I taken the sprinkling, set out there and then turned it on. Went on about the business. Damn thing I reckon is running now.
Herbert, you think we better get on back up there?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you. I actually should, Guy.
Well, we go up
there. I could burn up that damn pump, you know.
Okay. We can go up there anytime.
Mama?
Well, I just
all you got to do.
He ain't interested in eating. That's the only trouble with him.
I'm gonna let me catch you some ham.
No,
and you can take
it with
you.
Mama, I've got all in the world I need. I've done eat a, as the old nigga says, a belly full.
Right.
This afternoon. You can't open it, Guy?
I don't know,
Guy. Oh yeah.
Well, I don't care
if a thing eat now. I'll sit here and watch y'all eat.
You don't see?
But I'm going to be honest with you, don't you lose them pictures. I damn, when I get some money, I want a whole bunch of them. And I'll get them all signed up here directly and give you your money and you can make them all their damn pictures. And
I think those pictures are wonderful.
This is the batch I like.
I like those.
Did you get a good one of the cultivator?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't.
I don't know.
I didn't see that.
There's a whole lot about the other
one. I'm trying to get that picture, but
it,
it's a good one.
It is.
Oh,
well, you got that out in the sun, didn't you?
Yeah.
It's wonderful. I like this batch as well as any.
Nancy called me, when she called me the other day, she told me, she said, Daddy, she said, I want to see them pictures. She said, I want some of them.
How about that, baby?
Oh, damn. That is a good one, Guy.
They even look good at you.
Jerry. Yeah, I look like a damn old nigger. A wood cutting nigger. Off your drink for hell. Happy
like
God.
Tom Clark.
Yeah.
Herbert, get just another swig of coffee before you go.
I'll take a little bit of coffee, Guy, but I swear I ain't hungry a bit in the world, because I'm telling you the truth. I got a pot of doggone rutabagas cooked here and had a pot of greens. I went in and I eat all the greens I thought I could hold.
Yeah.
And poured out some to the dog. Well, I said, you know, I got that bunch of rutabagas there. And I said, oh, God, I'm going to eat some of them. Well, I couldn't hold them right then. Guy, and I'm going to tell you what God's pleased we ain't supposed to eat raw hog meat. I guess you know that, didn't you?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Just been cooked.
Beef is all right. Oh, has that been cooked?
Yeah.
I thought you was eating raw ones. Mama, don't you cut off the morning you're going to eat. Y'all going to eat now because I'm not hungry. And I just thought about that damn pump running. You run all day, couldn't you? I forgot to cut the damn thing. Oh, hell. If I had to buy me a new damn pump, that's going to be rough for me. If I do, I just go and buy me a motor, and all I got to do is take the motor off and set it down there. Wire it back up and tell her let's go.
Harry, you're going to have more to say to your posterity than anybody I know.
Why?
Ready the water?
No, it's not ready yet.
Oh.
But I'm going to fix some grits.
I think
Mama, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'd rather drink your cup of coffee and just ease
and
on the house. Yeah.
Well, now
but now, if you want to, you go ahead and fix your grits, and all you got to do is put your egg in your plate or your bowl.
Yeah.
You know, where your
yeah.
egg will be down
yeah.
to the bottom.
Yeah.
Pour your grits on top of it and stir it up. Now, that's the way I eat. And put naturally, I put black pepper on every damn thing I eat. I want hot stuff. Guys, is that pretty good?
Dad burnt.
This is
Mama,
like,
you didn't try none of this, did you? How about you, Jay? Did you ever try anything?
I had
some. Oh, yeah, that's right. You was up there with God that day, and we got up there and had a hell of a day
that's
time.
Good.
What is this,
That's pear, really.
Same stuff
you had the other day. I don't know whether that's got as much pepper in it or got less pepper or more pepper. I couldn't tell you. But I just went out there and I thought about Mama coming.
Oh.
And some of you and pick me up, come down, you know, to have a little bull session, see them pictures. And I said, My God, I got to tell Mama some of this damn stuff. I ought to broke Jerry another damn jar. Yes, there. Hell, I won't never eat that much. There ain't no way in the world.
Hey, that's something. That'd make anything.
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth. I can take that and eat some beans. If I eat that, it ain't hot enough for me. But then young kept on, Daddy always put too much pepper in it. Too much pepper, I say. Pepper, hell, you got to have enough to taste. And you have. Yeah, in a few days, guy, you can go up there at the house, Mama. I don't want this.
Just push it back if you don't want it.
I'm just as full as could be.
Well, you might.
Guy, how about you or Jerry one eating this? Doggone it, I'm just as full as I can be. Just go ahead and pour it in the head. I'm full of coffee now. I drink a little coffee, but as far as eating, I can't eat now. That's good. Thank you, Mama.
Well?
I would like to. It's not that I'm too good to eat, but I just got, I'm full.
Abby, did you ever play poker?
Nope. Never played a hand of poker with a knife. Never shot a game of pool.
What did you do? Shoot crap?
Shoot crap. I'd rather do that as eat if I starve to death. Mama, give him this over here. You
what do you like about craps?
I don't know. Just get a kick out of rolling them things. I can roll them with either hand. Yeah, but let me get right on them knees. I got on my knees and shot crap till I couldn't hardly walk. Take the skin off your damn.
Yeah, you do that.
Damn right. On that damn floor. 7-11. Roll. Big old lady from Decatur. Little Joe from Kokomo. And I'm telling you, I'd rather do that as eating them hungry. And these old slot machines, I put a fortune in them darn things.
Them craps. Now, you throw them out there and you got a five.
That's right.
And then
you shoot
a
7, you win. Shoot 11 the next one, you win.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you shoot something else, you know. You're going for a point.
Yeah.
See? If an 8 shows up, then you got to roll an 8 before you do a 7. If you roll a 7 first, you lose your money.
If
you roll an 11 first, you lose your money.
Yeah.
And hell,
it's just a little old bite of sweet.
Mama, I
no,
promise,
I...
honey, I'm just
okay.
as full as I as could be. I appreciate it. It's nice. But I just can't hold it because, you know what I mean, when I eat so much, I've got to quit either my stomach swells. And then I won't get any sleep.
Yeah, okay.
Have it when you roll the dice out there, and you say you turn them a five. That means next time you gotta
make a five before you do 7 or 11.
Yeah.
If you don't, you lost money.
Yeah.
But if you make that five, you pick up that money.
Yeah.
If you roll a six.
And that works. You
when you pick them up, well, my God, it's weird doing them that way. You don't get them turned right. And hit that damn wall over that ball, or you know what you're bumping them again.
Yeah.
And hit it in a way that instead of rolling back and rolling, you want to hit that wall and slide back. You're cheating that damn thing.
Oh.
Get them a certain way in your hand.
Yeah.
And right. 9 times out of 10, if you'll hit it just before you hit the wall, they'll hit with that point up and slide back. It's
well,
just roll back. Because when they roll, you can't tell what in the hell you got.
And in the, but there's no rule against that.
Not that I know of. Never have.
Ain't any way anybody could prevent it.
Well, they never have prevented me, because I can damn sure slide them.
Can you?
Yeah. I can be when they hit off out here, just slide up there and just slide back. A hell of a lot. But it takes a hell of a lot of practice, but I throw away a many damn dollar. And the only fella that I know of has ever actually outshot me in dice was Claude Brandon's second cousin.
Hmm.
Now, he could beat me all to hell. I just like I wasn't shooting.
Yeah.
That's right. And he played poker, and he damn sure won. He shot dice, he damn sure won. Me and him has shot dice for 2 hours and never eaten either one of us make $5. Right down our damn knees, cheating the hell out of one another, all we could. But he generally wound up with maybe $5 of my money.
But you was that close together.
Yeah, that's right, for right at one another.
I mean, your point was that close.
Yeah. Our money was close. My God, we just cheating hell out of one another. We'd bumping them and sliding them.
Yeah. He could do it.
But he had it just down his... Well, he's the one that learned me how to do it. He's the one that learned me how to do it.
Oh!
During that scutter, I swear he beat the hell out of me. And he's always wanting to play blackjack. Shooting the dice. He always wanted to play for hand of poker. I said, Johnny, I have played dice the best I could. You got me sure enough interested in it and learned me how. But I said, I never play a game of pool. Never played a hand of poker. Not since I've been born. But I reckon Daddy told, you know, evidently he had asked me not to gamble, not to play poker. And I just damn sure didn't play it.
But he didn't say anything about dice.
No, he didn't exactly say dice. He said poker. I don't want you to never learn to be a poker player. I don't never want you to be a musician. Because all musicians I ever seen was lazy as hell. He played the bass fiddle when he was a young man.
Oh, did he?
And somebody told him that anybody, a musician would be lazy as hell, and damn, he didn't give his damn violin away, and bass fiddle, the old called old bass fiddle, and that's what he played, and they say that Uncle George and everybody said he was damn good at it.
Well, I bet he was.
But I said, my God, said, Uncle George said, well, Johnny, when he told me to make a man that man lady, he'd give a damn thing away, said, by God, said, he'd never play another one. No kind of musical instrument. And he never did die nowhere. Well, I'm going to tell you, guy.
And Uncle George told you that.
Yeah, Uncle George told me that. Uncle Josie told me that. Uncle Willie told me that.
Oh, that's the best stuff I ever tasted in my life.
Well, Mama, I hope you like it. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
You can take that in lima beans.
Golly.
Black-eyed peas. acre peas.
But he had already put in some time doing it.
Yeah, he played a long time before he ever found out that I got it. So he said it, people, it made him make people lazy. Well, now his other brothers, they played musical instruments. Never damn one of them was lazy as hell. Every damn one of them.
Was always playing?
Yeah, he'd blow the damn horn.
Huh?
He'd blow the mouth organ. You know, played the mouth organ. He called the harp.
Out at night when you all was out?
No. He'd blow a few tunes then, but that was when he was younger, you know. He was all young at home, and they'd sing and play the damn music and have a big time at home, big family. Had a nice time, according to what I understand. But,
When he was growing up?
Yeah, when he was growing up.
Where did they grow up?
Mostly. Right over there where we taking the picture of that old house.
Yeah, I know.
But now, at one time, Daddy and him lived out around Haynesworth. That's the way between Lotchaway and Lake Falls.
Yeah.
And he worked around Citra in the fruit business for, I believe, said old Dr. Williams. Had a big orange grove down there. Daddy worked with him some.
Well, did you shoot the dice with anybody besides Claude Brandon's cousins?
Oh, hell yeah. And anybody come along. Not in the Army. My last payday in the Army, which wasn't much, you know, they didn't give us much. Well, me and you was there. It ain't like it is now.
No.
Take my little payday, the last payday I got in Camp Kilmer, New Jersey. Taking that little payday and turned it into a big pillowcase, about that deep, full of darn nickels, dimes, quarters, dollars, $5, $10, $20. I got the whole damn company payroll for you that night.
Yeah.
Reached down there, I shoot with this hand, this arm was in a cast. I reached down like that and just picked up a wad, shoved it in my pocket. Told Sergeant Parham, I said, let's go to town. Sergeant, well, he's all drinking, hell in bass and drinking, just having us a damn big time, and liquor give out, hell, I'd say, hell, cut the damn pot, somebody go get a cup of quartz. And damn, everything was going along good. We had a nice time. And I got all that there's damn money. And I told one of the boys, I had them, you know, three or four of them bidding for me, you know, placing bets. Any or all of it. Damn it, just take it all or just any amount you want. And tell these boys, I said, cover any amount they lay down there. When I say drag, drag. Well, every third throw, if I won, I drug. If I lost, I didn't give a damn because I had the whole pile of money over your side of me. See, I didn't got ahead of them. Well, everybody wanted to get the damn money back. And we stayed up damn near all night gambling. We went uptown, me and Sarge went uptown, told one of them boys, I opened down, me and Sarge had a private room of our own, so he was the sergeant in that barrack. Unlocked the damn door. Told the boy to get one of them pillowcases and just rig up that damn money and put it in. Throw it on the damn bed and lock the door back. Me and Sarge going down. We did. We went uptown and threw the hell up there. We started off, Sarge says, how much money you got, Wilson? I said, how in the hell do I know? I didn't count. That's the reason there was. It looked like big bills and picked up a goddamn handful. Them boys, they couldn't get the damn money back, didn't have no more to win none with. Of course, if I'd lost, all I'd had done give a damn check. Got me some more damn money. They couldn't break me, because Claude had done put a pile of money in the damn bank for me. And I could give a check, go across the bank, get all the damn money I needed. But they, you see, it's a little payday. Every time one would get broke, he'd drop out and sit back and watch. I'd break an oven directly. He'd sit back and watch. But I'd get the damn money. That's all I was after. Did you know the next night, the next afternoon, before sundown good, we was in there shooting crap again. But these boys, they went across the damn street and a bunch of boys had come back in from overseas that was going out for discharge. Had been overseas and didn't wasn't where they could spend their damn money, and they brought thousands and thousands of dollars back. The next night, we shot crap, but I was shooting against them boys. They'd been over there doing the same damn thing I'd been doing, and it saved their money. And they had more money to put up than I did. And I seen what the story was, but it didn't worry me a bit in the world. Did you know what? The next day I had to buy cigarettes on a credit. That's right, I had to get my girlfriend to buy my damn, give me cigarettes. She's working in PA, and she paid for my damn cigarettes the next day, because I come away from there, didn't have a dime in the world. The night before, I had a darn pillowcase that deep full of damn money. Anywhere from a nickel, dimes, pennies, dollars, $5, $10, $20, I had it all. The next night, I didn't have a dime in the world. And about 2 days later, I shipped out. That gal gave me money, by God, to come to Camp Blandon, you know what I mean, to have smoking money, liquor money. Well, I got to Camp Blandon, pick up the next paycheck, discharge. My God, I'm telling you, I didn't have a penny. Well, I had money in the bank, but I was damn sure wasn't going down and get that out. Hell no.
How about when you cultivated all that land there that year? You and Mary on them double cultivators. That was a lot of land.
That's right. But we plowed a pair of horses. We got up before daylight. And she ate her little breakfast, and I drank my coffee. While she was fixing that, I was harnessing two sets of horses, or mules. You know, a pair for each cultivator. We plowed till 12 o'clock. Little just a few minutes before 12, a few minutes before I knocked off, she would knock off with her horses, they'd go to the house, put something on that little stove and cook it. Well, I'd plow a little bit longer. I'd come there and I'd turn them horses in the lot. Well, she'd be fed the damn horses, you know. Had a rack full of hay and a damn trough full of corn. Well, we'd go in and sit down and eat. While she was washing the dishes, I went out and harnessed us another, a different pair of damn horses apiece. And we didn't mind using them whips on them. By God, we let them go. And we plowed till it got dark. While she cooked supper, I tended the damn cows and the horses and the hogs, fed up, seen everything was up to snug and had water. We sit down at the table and we eat supper. Got up and washed dishes, taking a bath in a number three wash tub or two, whatever we had. We went to bed, by God.
700 acres.
Damn close to it. Right,
corn?
Yeah, corn, tobacco, peanuts, velvet beans. We didn't plow it as much as it ought to, but we damn sure plowed it. We done all we could. We hooked every one of them horses with good fast ones. Yeah.
Well, just to get the crop in with
that. Well, we had it in and started cultivating. We plowed over the whole damn place one time and quit.
I mean, gathering all your corn, been a job.
We didn't get a little cow and hog to get it. We got a barn full of the damn stuff.
Yeah.
But now she went right out there with that damn wagon and she'd take two rows and I'd take two in a row. We straddled, the horses straddled and broke down. Hell, we'd miss that damn row of corn. Hell, let the hogs and cows eat.
Yeah. I see.
God, we broke the damn ears of standing up and we got all the corn we wanted. Didn't need no more.
Well, after you had the crop in, it still was a pretty good job just taking care of all them animals.
Hey, it wasn't so bad. They had motors run there, you know, gasoline motors, pumped the damn water with. Didn't have no damn electric motors. Didn't know what electricity was. That's right. Didn't know what electricity was, guy.
Yeah.
But we had gasoline motors. All you had to do was every now and again go to town, get about once a week and get 5 gallon gas. Had it made.
Well, Faye, we're going to take a little trip. I hate to leave everybody.
You and Jerry?
Jerry doesn't need to come.
Well, you don't want to go by yourself.
Mm-mm.
Not at night.
Oh, yeah.
If the booger man gets him, my God, it's going to be hell, ain't it?
I just sat there.
Okay. My God, he's plenty of beds, cover. Something to eat?
Yeah, I'll have to drive it tonight. You don't need to spend that much time either, Jerry. Well, I wish you'd eat some.
Mama, I ain't hungry a bit in the world. I just eat collard greens, and not long before you come, and just before you come.
Well, you know,
I'd
you told me you wasn't going to eat, but I have these mustard greens and ham.
Yeah. See that? Full as a tick. God, when you get ready, y'all, I'll just holler and
I'll tell you what, Mother and I'll ride
like,
up with the guy.
We well, take off like Moody's Goose. And
it's time for my little do her chores.
Mama, look at that. And throw the darn ashes, I mean, fill up a lid full of doggone cigarette butts in there.
Oh, kitty cat, you get out of here. What you doing getting in here?
Time went over around 1500 or 1600, and the end of the talk with Herbert, with Jerry, this Thursday supper, the 19th of February, 76. Channel 1 over, around 1600, and the end of the visit with Herbert, with Jerry, this Thursday supper, the 19th of January, 76.